Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another Wednesday, and welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. I am so glad you guys decided to tune in with us today. We have a phenomenal guest with us. We have the pleasure of having the wonderful personal development coach, Miss LaTanya Worsham, in the house with the Stretch 500. I can't wait till you guys hear some of the great things, not only that she has going on, but also she has an awesome business. She's got a lot of things going on, and I can't wait till you guys hear her approach and in-depth biblical insight about what it is about being not only a woman in today's society, doing your own thing and being an entrepreneur and all that great stuff that she does, but just some great insight that she has. But you know how we do. As we always start the show out, we will lift up a word of prayer. So, Father God, we thank you. We honor you for another wonderful day that you have allowed us to be a part of. We know that everything is not perfect, but we know with you all things are possible. And we continue to thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We ask you to be in the midst of this interview. We ask you to be with our guests for tonight. And all those that are listening, that they will have an open ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. So, again, we thank you and we honor you for this day. And we give you all the praise and glory. We ask you to forgive us for anything that we may have said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And we just thank you and we love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let me read a little bit about LaTanya. She is the executive producer of the Max Global Radio Network. She's a seasoned conference speaker. She's a former host of a nationally syndicated radio program, Take It to the Max. She brings a wealth of knowledge and insight and expertise to various platforms across the country. She's passionate for speaking. She has a love for people and a heart to serve God. So without further ado, we're going to bring on this wonderful woman of God tonight. So LaTanya, are you on with us?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I am good. This is funny. This time of day, I'm just about to get my second wind, and that normally means eventually I'm going to take about a 15-minute nap, and then I'm back at it till about 2 o'clock in the morning. But I'm doing great.
Well, good. I am so glad that you were able to fit us into your tremendously busy schedule. And I kind of wanted to – I had some two specific things that I really, really, really wanted you to kind of talk about tonight. But first of all, kind of give our audience a little bit of background. Other than what I read, just give us a little bit of background about, you know, where you're from, and what propelled you to do what you do?
Wow. Well, I am originally from what they call Mount Clemens, Michigan, which is about 20 minutes away from Detroit. So I always tell people that I'm from Motown, but let me tell you, if any of my home people heard me say that, they would just go off on me and say, you know you're from the Clem. So I have to be real careful because, you know, the Clem is a very proud place to be from. And, you know, God has been good, and there's some very talented, gifted people that God has blessed me to have an encounter with from my hometown, which makes me so much so who I am today, and to God be the glory for that. And what has compelled me to do what I do, which is many things, and I want to be very clear because I know people probably see a lot of different things I do, Katrina. And I tell you, and again, thank you, by the way, for having me on your network. I am so, so honored. I'm humble, and I am blessed to even be in your presence. So I want to be very clear there before I even expound on anything that I'm doing. You are the queen, girl. Okay. So,
well, you know, you're setting a great example for me.
Well, I pray that, you know, that will continue. And I tell you, what has compelled me to do what I do goes as far back as, believe it or not, the third grade, riding in the back of the big old Cadillac of my granddaddy, going to church with him from a church that he built from the ground up, Second Baptist Church of Utica, Michigan. And who would ever think that every single time granddaddy put a microphone in my hand, I had to say something to people that were over 50 years old. But I knew in retrospect, God was grooming me for where he was taking us, you know, where he was taking me. But it's amazing because God will implant a seed in you as a child, and that seed will grow over time, even through the experiences, the hardships, the difficulties, the circumstances, the not so good times, the disappointment, the sadness. I mean, I could go on and on, but it's not about where you are. It's about where you're going. Yeah. And I tell you, I would have never thought in a million years that God would cause me to not only be an ordained or licensed minister, because I really don't put much emphasis there. I just believe in being who God created you to be and be authentic in that which he has prospered you in, whatever gift, skill, talent you have. You can use what you have. You don't have to duplicate what anybody else has. And God gets the glory out of you being the authentic, original you that people can be blessed by, from you being true, transparent, and willing to make yourself vulnerable to people that you don't even know, but yet trust God in becoming, believing in who you are and belonging wherever God sows you or wherever God plants you. So I've been a lot of places, from, like I said, Detroit, Michigan, to Atlanta, to Haiti, to different places around the world, Nassau, Bahamas, you know, I could go on and on. But it is not to my credit. It is to the credit of those who saw something in me, just like someone sees something in you, sis, and, you know, and has caused us to extend our reach far beyond we ever even planned. It's all God. It's all God.
Yeah.
And I thank him for it. So there's a lot I'm doing. I got my hands on different things, but I understand the order and the season as to when I'm supposed to touch them.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Because I think with what you're doing, and not only what I'm doing, but a lot of people that we see, not only on Facebook or social media, but, you know, just around the world and around the country, the world is needing us more so than ever. And we see that with so many of the other things that are going on. My question to you is, how do you be able to, and I hope this will help other people that are listening as well, how do you get to a point where you have to learn that there are certain things that you need to move forward in, and then there are certain things that may not be yours to touch? You get what I'm saying when I say that?
Yes, I do. I'll give you an example, and that is, you know, I utilize the phrase improve to impact. And when I utilize that phrase, I understand that practice makes improvement. It does not make perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say practice makes you perfect. No, no, practice makes improvement because you continually do what you do consistently. You know, if somebody sees you over here, then they see you over there, then they see you in this, they see you in that. You know, they're confused. But when they see what you're doing is consistent, then they understand, okay, I can work with that. But the interesting thing with your question is, you know, how do you know? Well, think about the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. I think we're always either going in, going through, or coming out and starting all over again. So I believe it's kind of like your winter season or your spring season. You have to ask yourself, what season am I in? I'll give you an example. I am a vocalist. I am a professional vocalist back in the day. Some people might say, I remember you from way back when, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not the season that I am in. But thank you. I hear you. But God has said, now it's time for me to use my voice in a different way because now it's springtime.
Yeah.
Because many of us have many gifts, but you can't use and give 100% to all those gifts at one time.
That's
and
so
be
important.
Effective.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
I can use all of those gifts, but am I effective? Are lives being changed? Or am I a jack of all trades and a master of none of them? I don't believe God wants that because now there's confusion, there's misunderstanding, and people are not being effectively touched by what you have because you cannot give 110% to it because you're all over the place. There's no real order to your life, and you have no idea or identity of what season you're actually in.
I like that. And you know what? I definitely can say amen to that because I would say probably in between a year and 6 months ago, I kind of felt that way because even though I know God had given me different gifts and he had given me things to do for the kingdom, but they had to be in their appropriate time. And so sometimes we jump out into other things and to kind of keep us busy, but we're really out of alignment or we're out of the will of God. And then we start struggling in those areas because we think we're doing something good and we're really not. We're just kind of just doing things haphazardly. We didn't pray about it. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, and that's very true, sis. And I tell you, you know, we have to be mindful of the fact that we're not the only people God wants to use. You know, I think sometimes we think, well, wow, you know, if they don't hear from me, it's not going to happen. Or, wow, if I don't do this, it's not going to get done. Well, you know, when you use the word alignment, there's also a thing called enlightenment, where we have to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit and ask God, God, is this your will for my life right now for the needs of your people? The needs of the people that you already know before I even meet them that I'm going to encounter. Do they need me or do they need my sister that's beside me that is well able to do what I can do and more times 10? We have to rise up and say, you know what? Not only do I do this well, I also want to duplicate and multiply that which God has blessed me with and raise up some of these young ladies that say, I want to be used, but I don't know how to be used. See, I can't be so busy being used that I don't raise anybody up that can say, hey, I pass the torch over to you. Take it and run with it because I'm running out of steam, but yet I know you've got stamina I no longer have. And that is being real about it.
Now, see, I love the way you said that because I think a lot of times, because when you get to a certain age and if you haven't done what's been assigned to you for whatever reason, then you feel like you got to catch up. You know, when you finally get that opportunity that opens the door, then you feel like you got to catch up. And that's not always the case because if he opens the door in that season, that means you don't have to catch up for the things that you thought you had missed. because there's an appropriate time for God. And I like when you talked about training up and the next generation, because that is what we have to do. That's important, because we have to pass the torch. We cannot always be doing everything. And that makes not only a good leader, but just a person that understands that I won't be able to do this always. So let me leave, you know, whatever God has given me, let me pass that on. Talk about that, because sometimes I think we're afraid to give away what God has given us, because we think then we're no longer irrelevant.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, if you want to be relevant, you know, because I tell people stay relevant, but let's put it this way. As I backpedal a little bit, a great leader must first know how to lead themselves. You can't lead others if you can't lead yourself. So the interesting thing about that is, we oftentimes say, well, you know, I'm going to give this away, or I'm going to share this and I'm going to share that. Well, check it out. What I have doesn't belong to me anyway. It belongs to God. And because it belongs to God, it is a treasure. It is a honor to still have it. You know, we say, oh, man, when I get over 50, you know, I feel like I'm running out of time to do this, and this. And I'm going to tell you, there are some seasons that have already passed us, and that's difficult for us to realize. But there are times where God says, hey, listen, it has matriculated beyond you. Now I've got to use her or him, because they've got a ear to hear exactly what I had to say. We have to be willing to admit I missed it somewhere along the way, and it's okay. But that which is still remaining within me, I'm still willing to pour it out. I'm still willing to give wisdom. I'm still willing to give knowledge and understanding and the word, and to feed them the word so they can take the vision, run with it, and really, I'm talking about take that thing and take flight like an eagle, because that's what we want. We don't want to hoard the blessings. We want to release the blessing so that others can fly much higher than we are. That's, you know, the amazing thing about personal development and the stretch, you know, is extending our reach, not for me, but extending my reach to people I don't even know, but yet they have a willingness to hear from God, run with it. And it doesn't mean that we were disobedient or we didn't do the right thing. No, we may have been clouded. We may have had distractions. We may have missed our season. We thought it was winter, but really it was fall. We thought it was spring, but it was really summer. You know, we got distracted with a relationship or a friend or an event. You know, we get in clusters of people and we find out we're part of the wrong group, you know? I mean, we have to confront the reality of where we may have missed it, but yet we can teach and educate somebody else on, you know what, daughter, you don't have to miss it. Let me tell you the proper steps to take to get to a place of success in the kingdom, as a kingdom citizen, as a woman of God. And we have to be transparent and real and vulnerable with them to let them know, hey, I unveil the layers off of me so you can see what you don't have to deal with. I'm going to tell you how to get around that obstacle and turn it into an opportunity.
I agree. I love it. Now, I know that you've got a couple of events coming up, but first of all, I want to talk about your Max Global Radio. Tell our listeners about that.
Okay. Wow. Been doing radio now for about 10 years. Was really blessed by a friend years ago. You know, God had placed in my ear while I was in a service one day, and I'll make it as brief as I can. You need to start doing radio. And I was like, okay, how is that going to happen, Lord? That couldn't possibly be you. He said, tell that guy right there. Saw this gentleman. I said, hey, the Lord showed me, and I know you think I'm crazy, and I think I'm probably crazy too, but the Lord showed me that I'm supposed to be doing radio. He was like, okay. And I said, just pray about it. he prayed about it. I was standing in church one Sunday, probably about a month later. He walks by and he says, hey, guess what? You start on Monday. I said, start what? He said, you start radio. I had completely forgotten about it. And then I tell my sister, and she said, Tanya, you forgot years ago. That's what you originally went to school for, was radio and television. See, the cloud, the distraction, the blocking. See how God will bring something back to you? So here we are 10 years later. I've done syndicated radio, left the Truth Network, love, love, love doing it, having the opportunity to speak just before Tony Evans. But God told me it was time for me to start my own network. So now I have a network of business, gospel music, as well as jazz channel. And by the way, I need to put your music on there, by the way, sis. So, you know, to make sure, you know, that we are global and we are now getting ready to push it by way of the community. So I tell you, it's really a blessing to touch lives around the world. Our motto is we provide hope daily. The Max Global has transitioned from so many different shows. So many, many of the shows that people don't know about are on our 24-hour radio network. Other shows that are through podcasts are actually on my social media. So if you ever listen to the 24-hour radio network at LaTanyaWorsham.com and just hit the Max Global, we're on all day, 24 hours a day. So I appreciate you giving me that opportunity to share that.
Wow, that is wonderful. Now, the Stretch 500, that's what I want to talk about. I want to get into that because I actually got an opportunity. You and I met, and then I got an opportunity to listen into one of the Wednesday night calls, and I was just like, it was like everything that the ladies were saying and what you were sharing was stuff that I had been thinking about, you know, just kind of had been revisiting. And so I was like, wow, that is really, truly, you know, what I feel God is doing. He's stretching me in this season. So tell our listeners about the Stretch 500 campaign you've got going on.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. Late one night, God had given me the stretch. And I really, I'm going to tell you a personal testimony, and it goes like this. Ever since God gave me the stretch, that's going to make you laugh, I've been having pains in my joints, okay? And I find it interesting because God said, because before you stretch others, I'm going to stretch you.
Ooh.
And I'm going to stretch you in ways that you probably are going to find unimaginable, because I am somebody who's always very, very healthy, always, you know, on the go, moving. And I'm telling you, in the morning time, guess what I got to do before I get moving? I got to stretch. But God is showing me, even in the spirit realm, that he said, I'm giving you more information because it's about to touch the world. The Stretch 500 starts at 500, but I'm going to tell you something. The Stretch 500 will outlive me, because
yeah.
God really said the Stretch 500, the Stretch 5,000, the Stretch 500K, the Stretch 5 million. It will outlive me.
Wow.
And that is what God does, is he gives us something and he says, now take this and begin to allow women to speak on this platform. You begin to stretch them. They will begin to come on and stretch others. And it just becomes contagious, because the stretch is nothing but positive energy, the word of God going forth, women pushing one another. Yes, we will be touching the lives of men eventually, but right now we've got to get some crooked places straight, cracks in the crevices together amongst us as women, where we're willing to push one another to be great. I got to be willing to let my sister be great. How dare I not allow and push my sister to be great? That's what the Stretch 500 does, is we allow each other to get in the place, stretch ourselves, stretch each other, and stretch somebody else. It doesn't get any better than that, because now you're taking yourself, like Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branch. You know, you are the branches. He's like, you know, begin to extend yourself. Everyone, reach one. Extend a hand, extend an arm. God gave me last night, you know, begin to stretch and put blankets on the homeless. begin to stretch and start speaking life to women. The moment you lay eyes on them, just tell them, you look beautiful, you look great, you look wonderful, you're important, you're significant, you're impressive, you are smart, you're intelligent, you're not ugly, you're blessed, you're powerful, you're unstoppable. It's very important that women affirmed. We must affirm one another. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it because I know when God makes me get up in the morning and stretch my body, and now I can hear the, I'll be honest, I can hear the bones cracking. And I said, Lord, I don't know what that's about. He's like, this is only for a season, but I got to plant something in you so you can get the true revelation of what I'm doing. He's still revealing it to me day by day. The stretch is just beginning, and I can't even begin to tell you all of it because, I mean, God keeps giving me more.
Wow, and that's how he does.
So I want you to know this, though. We are online tonight, 9 o'clock p.m., and tonight's message is about how to overcome what people think about you.
I'm definitely going to be on that one. I'm definitely going to be on that one and sending some messages to other folks. You've got an event coming up. Tell us about the event coming up.
I'm trying to think which one we're talking about. Oh, my goodness.
I know you've got one coming up. Is it September? It's not September 21st. Is it? I know you've got one coming up that it's on a date that I've got a wedding.
Goodness.
So is it October? Is it September or October?
It is September. Matter of fact, it's September 2nd. You know, some of these things are a blur because I'm thinking about what's next when I get off this call, so forgive me. So I want you to know what's coming up next is the leadership is called Enhance the Vision for Excellence. It is a leadership public speaking event. It is not just for church people. It is for those that are looking to become all the more effective speakers. See, we are talking a lot of times within our culture, we're talking at one another. It's time to teach each other how to do something, how to be effective, how to be impactful, how to be a blessing. It's nothing like talking at people as opposed to teaching them how to do things. And I think a lot of times we negate the opportunity to teach people how, and guess what else? To actually understand that God has given room for your gifts that you may prosper.
Yes,
yes, I'm talking money, because money answers all things. Money is not the root of all evil. You need money to do ministry. You need ministry to even have business. It all works together. And I'm telling you, this effective public speaking class is something I'm excited about. Feel free to register. I have it on my Facebook page. And thank you, sis, because, you know, sometimes I got so much going on, I forget about what's next, okay? So, yes, effective public speaking class for leaders. This is for auxiliary leaders. This is for preachers, pastors. You know, I even said on one of my videos, this is for butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. You want to become better? I'm going to tell you something. You got to take your good to great. And hey, I don't think I'm all that, but I do know that it's time for me to utilize what God has placed in me to teach others how and teach them what excellence looks like when it comes to public speaking.
Yes, now that is what I love. That is one of my things that I do believe in, that we serve an excellent God, and he wants us to do things in excellence. We've got about two more minutes before the broadcast is over. If you had something that you needed to share with our listeners, just to give them a word of inspiration, what would that be tonight?
Well, praise God. I tell you, it is my heart's desire every day to touch somebody's life. There's nothing worse than people not knowing that they're loved. If you ever noticed, I recently just started putting affirmations out there, and I just find it necessary in the world that we live in today. I don't care who our president is. I don't care what's going on in the world today. People need prayer.
Yeah.
People have needs. that we know nothing about, and they're blinged up all over the place, but they still need Jesus.
Yes.
They still need prayer. Pastors need prayer. Ministers, worrying intercessors out there, they need prayer. Who is holding up the leader?
Yeah.
I pray today, and I cry aloud, and I cry out today that we become greater in our prayer life, reaching out to those who are in need, and most importantly, letting those who know Christ and even those who do not know him, that he loves them and that they are loved and that they are significant and that they matter. And that's
Amen.
All I have.
Amen. Well, I totally agree with that. I'm a part of several different prayer groups, and it's so important that we understand that we have to go back to prayer, you know, and there's a way to pray, because I think sometimes we forget that there is a certain way that God requires us to pray, you know, and we've been taught wrong for a number of years, but I definitely believe that that is the first and foremost important thing that we must do in order to, you know, first of all, hear from God and not only just continue to push our petitions out to him, but even to sit back and listen, you know, to hear what he says back to us. Well, we are at the end of our show, and I want to tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you, how they can follow you, request you, give them your contact information.
Well, first and foremost, sis, minister, preacher, vocalist, professional vocalist that you are, thank you so much for this opportunity. I cannot express my gratitude enough to you. You are truly a blessed and anointed woman of God. I did get to hear you preach last night on Facebook, so I want you to know that the world is watching. And to answer your question, you can find me at latonjaworsham.com. That's LatonjaWorsham. Again, that's LatonjaWorsham. My number, you can call me direct, 704-340-2989. That's 704-340-2989. Love to come and inspire and push and just motivate and encourage those in the Word, and of course come and teach when the doors swing open, when God says it's time. So I am available to those who are looking for me.
Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, you heard it from the mouth of LaTonja. She said give her a call, reach out to her. She is definitely available, and she is full of wisdom, the wisdom of God, and I just thank God that she had the opportunity and you had the opportunity to hear from this oracle from the Lord. Tanya, what I always ask my guests to do is to close us out with a word of prayer, so I would be honored if you would do that for us tonight.
Amen. Father, we just give you glory, honor, praise, dominion. All the power belongs to you, Lord God. You are an omnipotent God. You are all-powerful. You are an immutable God. You are unchangeable. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you know all things, Father God. You know who we are. You know who we are not. You know exactly where you are trying to position us, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that we are learning to posture up, Father God, for that which you have called us to do, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for making us a people of courage, Father God, not being afraid, Lord God, to speak that which you've called us to speak and to say and to touch the lives that you tell us to touch, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you will cause them, Lord God, to walk in the newness of life, Father.
Yes.
Let the dead rise up today, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, because you are a miracle-working God. Let us remember that you are a big God and that there's nothing, Lord God, that you cannot do. And we stand, believe firmly on your word. We trust in the Lord, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you so much. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we are getting ready to close out. Don't forget that this is our last show for the month of August. We have two great shows coming up for the month of September. I pray that you guys set your calendars for them. And again, as we always close out the show, let's talk. Love you. Good night, everybody. Good night, LaTanya.